Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOmeraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings from sunny South Florida. It's great to be with you.
Yay!
I'm a little dehydrated, so I sound like Dude Walker.
Still dehydrated, Mike?
Yeah, I'm dehydrated. Well, no.
Wednesday?
No. This is from travel and the road and all that good stuff. And, you know, it's just a... You know, a little raspy, the little guy. We made great time. Got up. We hit the road at 5:45 yesterday morning, and I sent a Facebook post out when we were back in the land of the crazies and Florida men and blue-haired people getting into fistfights at Walmart and yes. All that great stuff down here in beautiful, sunny South Florida. But I would say that even based on the whirlwind of activity, and I cannot believe that in my pre-show meeting, I didn't mention to you boys my great auction.
What?
Oh yeah! How'd it go?
That's right.
We'll be talking about that. And a salute to Debbie and Bill, the most wonderful people in the whole wide world.
That's sweet.
The people that showed up for the auction, not so much. But anyway, we'll talk about that in just a second.
It takes all kinds to sell merchandise.
Maybe the swan song, but no, it won't be. I'll do it for Bill and Debbie forever because they're great people, and they. Debbie is great, and Bill's a great friend of mine, and you know, really just fused onto me, and it was old home week, and he showed me around, and he was terrific. We'll get to that in a second. Before we do that, I can't believe I completely forgot my highlight of the discussion today. Before we do that, let's meet a listener from California, a gentleman who has hosted this week in America, or Omericast, or whatever the show is,
with the Marcus Serta Show.
Because Courtney Calkins is a turbo fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, and he is joining us in studio in D.C. today, all the way from sunny Sacramento, California. Courtney, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. I just hope I don't get sick. Everybody has their own medication around here.
Yeah.
So now I know that Pony has horrible stomach issues.
Yes.
And didn't want us to talk about that on the air, so we won't. We've got, he's dying. He's dying, and he doesn't. Who would want that to be broadcast to everybody?
Who needs white blood cells?
His problem, Mike, is his stomach is too small. That's his stomach trouble. It's like a little bag.
Pony, even with your lifestyle, I really thought that
lifestyle.
I thought that I would predecease you, but Pony, I got news for you. At the funeral, because I know you worked.
I want you to know that
I don't like that on the first day back in Florida that I make myself laugh because I know you worked in a bicycle shop.
Uh-huh.
I will have you know that I have made arrangements to at your funeral ride a bicycle around the pews when I'm delivering the eulogy.
Oh, while you're eulogizing.
Yeah. While I'm eulogizing.
With the smoke in the basket on the bike.
Will you wear a like one of those Broadway microphones that come around to the front of your mouth?
Yeah, like Janet Jackson wears on stage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be doing that the whole day.
He was a really good guy!
He's an honor.
Yeah. You give me enough notice, I might even try a unicycle. I really might try
that. So don't die too soon.
That would be a lot of fun. Courtney, back to you. You hail from Sacramento, and you've been listening a very long time. Is that right?
Yes, since Catherine Mary O'Mara was born. That was the first one I ever heard.
Oh my goodness. That does go back a long way. So you're what would be described as an active listener because you get involved with, getting on with Marcus Serta and doing that type of thing. Now, have you been in the radio business yourself at all?
No, not at all. I just talk a lot.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Yes, Oscar.
I have a question. What does it feel like to make Marcus Serta feel like he could or could not be Wally Pipp?
You know what?
Was he that good, Oscar? I didn't hear the show. Did he do a great job?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. He was every bit as good as Marcus.
Really?
I thought he was a compliment.
What is that supposed
to mean? I thought the level,
take it as you will.
The level of effort that you put into your
outstanding
your version of AmeriCast was phenomenal.
Yeah, what we didn't have with your version of AmeriCast was the probing questions like, have you ever listened to the radio? It seemed like that Marcus has
listen to Rob Spiewak throwing Marcus Serta under the bus.
No, look, Marcus is a staple. Sometimes Larry's got to take vacation and someone's got to step in.
Yeah, he is Jim Bohannon, Mike. What happened is I think sometimes Marcus gets a bit blasé with the show, and there was a renewed excitement and a vigor when Courtney stepped in that
I really enjoyed. May I ask you a question, Rob?
Sure.
And I don't mean to put young Courtney on the spot here, but I will ask you this question. Do you, meeting Mr. Calkins and making the arrangements for him to come in today, do you get the same needy vibe that we have with one Marcus Serta?
I will say there is a good balance of neediness and pushiness.
with Courtney.
Yes.
With Courtney. Mm-hmm. Because, so Courtney, did you push your way into the studio today? I'm curious.
Let me answer that for him first, and then he can answer.
Hey, Rob, you go right ahead.
He was not aggressive, but he was not unaggressive either. And so he asked, he followed up with the ask, and then he
tenacious may be the right
tenacious
word.
Is the word.
Yes.
Now, where he may have overstepped.
I love that band.
Uh-oh.
Now, where he may have overstepped is when I texted him early this morning. I said, we have some technical stuff to take care of before the show.
Yes.
So if you want to get to Starbucks, it's a great place to hang out, and we will notify you as soon as we're about to start. He said, cool. And then at 8:38, I get a text that says, no pressure, but I'm already here. And I didn't reply, but I will at this moment tell Courtney, Courtney, there really was never any pressure to please your schedule.
Yeah.
So the fact that you said no pressure,
gesture,
it wasn't one we needed. It wasn't one we needed.
Courtney, counterpoint, please, since I didn't know we'd be having a fight with one of our listeners.
My goodness. Welcome to D.C.
Guns a-blazing, man.
Yeah.
The big city.
It's a tough town, Courtney.
It is.
It's a very tough
and a tough room.
No, I would say that Rob was very kind and responded to me, you know, unlike Oscar, who never responds to me at all.
Nice deflection.
Oh, there's neediness.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? You don't have you guys in my ears for 6 hours every week for ever and without saying, gosh, I really want these guys to pay attention to me. So,
I like the honesty.
Yeah,
I like the honesty a lot.
Courtney, to be fair to you, have you written me on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't answer Facebook very well. That's just because I'm an adult.
Give me email. Give me your number.
I'm not going to give Oscar a little more level.
I'm not going to give you my number, but if you really want to talk about something, we should talk about after the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fair?
Yeah.
Good to go.
Because with Oscar, especially if it's Oscar, you know, Courtney, and let me ask you this, is it something that might enhance the business of the Mike O'Mara show, which we're always trying to improve?
I got a couple bucks in my pocket.
Oh, okay.
Really?
There you go. All right.
Now, see, Courtney just made a face. He's got no dollars.
I mean, like a donation.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I got nuts.
Well, no, I don't want a donation. We're talking about advertising, for God's sake.
No, Courtney wants to be part of the network. Let's put it on the table right now. That's what he wants.
Yes. Yep.
Courtney wants to have a show on the network.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would tell Courtney, if you build an audience and you bring it to the table, then we can talk to you.
All right.
Yeah, but because we're not in the business of building audiences. We're in the business of actually fostering a growth of already established shows and bringing them to the next level.
All right.
Yeah, but that's kind of the model that we have here.
Yeah.
And it's really not what we do. You know?
Yeah, and to be fair.
Oh, by the way, Pony, that's still up. I saw that. That's up. That icon is still up on the app. Is it not?
Pony's actually editing. He's not listening to you.
But
he's
then I'll ask our general manager. I'll ask our GM, Oscar.
It's up till the end of the month simply because we've paid for it. There's no reason to take it down.
Yes, there is.
Take it down. It's sunk costs, Mike.
How often do I ever do I not always defer to you, Mr. Santana?
You do.
Can't we just every time I open that app and I go through and I because I do that as
the,
well as
app,
giving up
the app cannot be changed unless we have an update to iTunes, and that's something that's going to take some time. So you just got to be used to it.
Napoleon.
I hate waiting.
Yeah, I hate waiting.
Oh,
yes.
That's the hardest part.
But the app hurts real bad. I hate that.
And if
I
we could
truly do.
Circle back to Courtney for one second.
Okay, Courtney.
Yes, go ahead,
I just want to say that
Rob's got some more to get off.
I love this. This is great.
When Courtney, he was in email second, third, maybe, when he just said, you know, I promise to be quiet, just to be a fly on the wall. there was, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was one communique where you said, don't even need to talk about getting on the network. Just want to see you guys.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So let's drop it.
Oh.
All right, how about this? Courtney, why don't you give us your 2-minute elevator pitch about your show? 1 minute.
That's a great 1 minute.
Rob says 1 minute. 1 minute. Yeah. 1 minute. Yes.
All right. Well,
wait. Ready? Mike's got to time you.
All right. The Quadcast podcast is a comedy storytelling podcast, and the content is from our lives, modeled after the Mike O'Mara show and Tech 411. But we talk a little bit about, you know, technology and the things that interest us. Oh, man. And we also have been friends for about 30 years, so we go back a long way, and we integrate our stories from our lives, our kids, our families, you know, like Rob does, like, well, Oscar doesn't have a family other than parents, so I talk about my parents, too.
Mike, stifle the yawn.
I have...
No,
I'm
all right.
I'm
okay.
For Pete's sake.
No. I was yawning because I'm tired. I drove 17 hours
keep
like
going,
in 2 days.
Yeah, I'm tired, too. I was waiting out downstairs for like 4 hours.
Oh, needy. But,
no one told you to get there at 8:30.
That is not needy. It's just a simple representation of facts. So, it's not 60 seconds
yet. Simple representation of facts.
Podcast,
I'm going to throw you out the goddamn door in a second.
Hey. Has being a being a nudge gotten you this far in life?
How far is that?
Not too far.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
All right. Let's
so
you
let's
know,
reevaluate what you have. The
it's a good vignette,
podcast,
though. It's a good opening. Yeah.
We should definitely listen to that show. Oh, I will listen as soon as I graduate from school, and then we'll give you a full report in 2016.
Oh, okay. All right. I look forward to it. Right, thank you.
I would like a highlight reel to listen to.
What a dick.
Number 88.
That's the highlight.
Is that your good two show?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, my all number 88.
You were in Reno.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I remember talking to you.
Yeah, okay, I'm concerned right now.
I don't know. He's super kind. And he has you had sweet business cards from Vistaprint. I remember.
I do. I like the guy.
I would take them.
Well, I haven't made my decision yet, and I'm actually going to open up his. It's a CALKINS. Correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm opening up your Facebook page just before I make my.
You're getting some good run here. There's
right,
more
yeah.
run than anyone else has ever gotten.
I'm a naked shill.
So you're
the
Chico.
More
you're
Chico.
Yeah. You live in Chico. I know enough about Northern California. So you live in Chico.
Yes.
So
why
you're
Chico?
Always, so you're always pissed off. You're always pissed off.
No, we're always drunk because Sierra Nevada is there.
Okay,
oh, very good.
Yeah. That's your claim to fame?
That's about all we got. That and the university.
Cool,
we were number one party school in Playboy.
Oh.
Went back when they had naked women in it.
Mm. Naked days. The,
2 hours ago, this should be in News You May Not Need by Mike O'Mara.
You're telling him what to do.
No. I did not.
He hates that for me as well.
I'm trying to help out, deliver content.
Yeah, but no, you see that. But a personal message with a link, Courtney.
That was not a...
See, you're publicizing this as your idea, so how could I possibly... use that if it was your idea.
All right,
so
that's you better
puppet master. What's going on here?
All right,
I'm just trying to pump up the show, man.
Oh, the show's not pumped up enough for you? All right.
Yeah, see, that, now you're insulting us more. Yeah. I mean, this is really not going well. Rob, why didn't you warn us about this?
You know what? I saw it coming, and I couldn't think it would possibly go this bad.
Oh, me either.
Have you heard the term player position?
Can't wait to hear show number 88.
Thank you.
It plays like a highlight reel, Mike.
Yeah. Check out the O'Maracast. Apparently, I did good there.
You killed it there.
No, Courtney, let me ask you a few things. So what do you do now for a living, sir? What's your
I'm
job?
A marriage family therapist.
Oh, you're a marriage...
Mike, can you use some of that?
You're a marriage counselor?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Oh, fuck you. Let's start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world. Ah.
And from the state of Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders. Hello.
Hello. Enough with the hellos. Let's do this.
Senator Sanders. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry, but I'm good. And now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna dial it right up to a 10.
Go right ahead.
We're doomed. We need a revolution. Millions of people on the streets. And we gotta do something. And we gotta do it now. Yeah.
Senator Sanders. Some of your opponents believe regulating Wall Street is enough. What is your position on the big banks?
Not a fan of the banks. They trample on the middle class. They control Washington. And why do they chain all their pens to the desks? Who's trying to steal a pen from a bank? Makes no sense. That's why you gotta break up the banks into little pieces and then flush the pieces down the toilet so you can never put the banks back together. Then you just make the bankers pay for college for everyone and America's fixed. Hey! And hey, what's the deal with emails anyway? I forgot my password the other day, so they say, we'll email you a new one. But I can't get into my email to get the password. I mean, talk about a ball buster.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel. And when I say FanDuel, I should probably go...
Yeah.
Aww. That's just for me this week. I know we had a lot of winners this week. Let me get this out of the way, and then Rob will give you an update on
our
FanDuel lineup.
You beat me two times.
FanDuel.com is the trusted leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. FanDuel expects to pay out $2 billion this year. That's $2 billion. It's so easy. Just pick your players and stay under the salary cap and sit back on Sunday and watch your team win, win, win. Entries start at just a dollar. Last week, Tyson.
How are you?
Not him.
How much?
Tyson from Orlando won $6,000 on a $2 entry fee in his first week. That could be you if you just try FanDuel. Join Tyson and over 1 million others who have already won money on FanDuel. Come play with us. Join FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people, 50 that use the code TMOS. Remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel, FanDuel.com. FanDuel, where every D is a new season. Sign up today. And how did our Mike O'Mara Show 300-person league do this weekend, Rob
Spiewak?
Well,
with the Monday night game still in play, congratulations to King Snakes at number 3.
Ooh.
Metal or Maytaz 33 in second
place.
Does
King Snakes have any
tonight? There are people that are in the top 20 that have people going tonight. So this very well could change. Sleepy Keegs came in at number 1. I learned a valuable lesson. No matter how enthusiastic your son is, don't let him pick your fantasy football lineup.
So he got involved with you.
Let him do two lineups because he didn't have he had some choices he had to make. I came in, Mike, at 298 and 279th.
Oh my God, that's suckier than I did.
So he's got the
who did he pick? Players that weren't playing?
Sam Huff was one going on.
I'll just tell you, Andy Dalton can lick it. Yeah. I know he did okay.
Mike, you came in 227th.
It's the redhead, Mike.
And intern Adrian, number 104. But thank you to everyone who sold out our league. Lots of fun.
I will never start a Chicago Bears running back again as long as I live. I will never, ever. It will never happen.
Lesson learned.
As long as I live, I will never do that. Never, never, never.
At least you learned your lesson.
Okay. I need to get this off my chest, and I want to be careful when I do, because there are two things at play here. Number one, this is not in any way about me. So when I share this story with you, know that in my heart of hearts, I really know it's not about me.
Okay.
I really know that. But it still doesn't take away the fact that I am a man, flesh and bone.
Man.
When you prick me, I bleed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I really have to share this because I came home on Friday night to my mother-in-law's place after hosting this auction for Helping Haitian Angels. And maybe it's because I haven't done one in a long time. Oscar and I think a long time ago, we were out having dinner or drink somewhere, and Oscar and I commiserated then about auctions and how
bad
we
gig.
Are. Oscar has a very unique perspective on it and really articulated it well about we are the guys with the big shoes.
Yeah.
We're the clowns. We're the ones that they want. And I somehow think that
when I get up on stage to host one of these auctions, that I'm going to be getting up on stage like we would at a Mike O'Mara show live event, and nothing could be further in from the truth.
I've done auctions too. I've done bachelor auctions, bachelorette right. auctions, charity auctions, and here's my
exactly.
theory: is when you start an auction, the very, very best you can do is okay.
Yes,
that's where it starts.
Oh, look who it is!
Hey, we have somebody that actually now
Michael.
He's becoming quite mobile, and mommy doesn't know that he popped into the room.
Hi.
What's mommy doing? Is she? Where's mama? Can you say hi? What's your whole name? What's your full name? Can you say Mike O'Mara?
Mike O'Mara.
hey, little Michael. Does Daddy hit you?
Oh, stop that.
Jeez.
That's terrible. That's horrible.
Do you remember being shaken?
If you're happy and you know it, go beep beep. If you're happy and you know it, go beep beep. If you're happy and you know it, then your daddy surely shows it. If you're happy and you know it, go beep beep. If you're happy and you know it, go meow.
Meow.
If you're happy and you know it, go meow.
Meow.
If you're happy and you know it, then your kitty surely shows it. If you're happy and you know it, go meow.
Meow.
If your lion's really happy, go roar.
Roar.
If you're happy and you know it, go roar.
Roar.
If you're happy and you know it, then your lion really shows it. If you're happy and you know it, go roar.
Roar.
You got to go find mommy now, okay?
No.
Yeah, you
no.
He said no. It's showtime. Yeah,
teaching her a lot. Teaching him a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, there he goes. Go find mommy. Bye bye.
Love ya.
Bye-bye. You know what?
See you later. And
how
tell mommy
old is he
you
now?
Need to be changed too. That was ripe.
Oh dear.
Hold on. Carla. She's no, mommy's like AWOL.
If your diaper's full,
he could be in the street.
28, 29 months old. Is he almost 2.5, right?
I heard something rattling in the background. I said, what's that? An intruder?
He's 2.5.
And already better mic technique than Mac.
He's got one. You know, he's pretty good with the microphone.
Oh, yeah. He knows how to project.
He's not afraid of it. Here she is. Mother of the Year has just come into the studio.
Mama!
I'm glad he wasn't in the street, darling. Thank you very much. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. She goes, oh, the phone. That was the phone.
Oh,
a phone conversation.
Oh, Mike, the phone never stops ringing.
It's
relentless.
It is relentless.
Relentless. So, it won't stop.
So anyway, I just would like to say this organization, and they've done, since the last time I was down in Haiti, they've done even better and bigger things, and they've done just a magnificent job with the kids down there. And God knows, Debbie, my friend, who
yes.
you guys got a chance to meet, was on getting up at 3:30 after the event that night to fly down to Haiti. They had a 6 a.m. flight.
Ugh.
And just that's the kind of work they do. They built schools down there. They built outbuildings, orphanages. You know, churches for the kids down there. They're going to have a school for the entire community that's going to be built. They're just going. Our listeners were incredibly generous and donated funds for them to build the Mike O'Mara Show house down there, which
yep.
they did.
Yep-er.
And they sent me that. It's one of the most wonderful moments
soundproof.
In my career. To it's soundproof. Yeah, no kids could ever get in. Us.
No, soundproof means you don't hear, you know, your neighbors. You're good to go. I was going to yes. say something really harsh. I stop myself.
So with that said, last year with all the moving that I was doing, I actually didn't have an opportunity to do the auction, and they said we can fly in. I said I'm, you know, my wife was up in Maine, I was getting a studio built down here, couldn't do it. So a year passed before I got a chance to do it again, and I said I would be glad to do it, and I scheduled my whole trip to DC around
right.
the Friday night
you
auction
did.
For
you
a Helping Haitian
did.
Angels. And it was really something that was a labor of love. And I hope that in the year that passes between the event this past year and next year, that I can maybe forget. But Oscar, how did you describe it when you're up on that stage and you get up there and, you know, people have had their dinner, they've had their cocktails
drinks.
Beforehand, they've heard the speeches about the good work that's being done. And, you know, then I'm introduced and lots of references made to the fact that I was a radio personality in Washington.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's just, you know, but look, they gave me the bio to go over.
It's fine. Big floppy shoes, big red nose.
All right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I'm a $600.
But ultimately.
There he is, the DJ. That's kind of a DJ.
Well, we got a fat man in a sport coat. Oh, here comes. Here comes Mrs. O'Mara.
Again?
Hi.
Mama!
Oh, yes. I'm sorry I said that about Mother of the Year. She's giving me that look. I love you.
How did you able to see?
Well, I'm doing. Hold on. What? She's pointing at something.
Hey, right. We're trying to make a living here, lady.
Yeah. Yeah, we're 24 minutes in. No, you're not going to Walmart without me. Here, give me. Can I have some water, please? I thought you were bringing me water. I need water.
What happened to a little decorum here?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oscar, you know it's the first day back.
It's always
a little crazy.
We know what we're doing here.
It's always a little
crazy. Shannon's not busting and asking me when we're going to Walmart.
I know.
Jesus Christ. Respect what we're doing for a second,
Shannon,
please.
Shannon looked great at the meet and greet.
She did.
By the way. I never said that, but boy, she that
looks
yoga.
Great, right?
You can't beat that.
Keeping it tight, man.
Yeah,
we're drinking done by little, Wednesday. She's doing real well with her life.
That's right.
Drinking her little fuzzy navels or whatever the hell she was drinking.
She
one of those
looked great and didn't interrupt.
Yeah.
What are those things she drank with in the copper cup? What is
Moscow
that?
Mule.
Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule. Yeah. Oh, boy. I'd be her Moscow Mule. That's for sure.
That's a hot hipster drink right now.
All right, when we come back, I just want to say a few words about just this sensitive flower that was doing the best he could and felt the hate.
Oh.
The real hate. And it really wasn't as bad as I thought, but I made it out to be. And then I was just inconsolable for the entire trip down to South Florida.
Oh,
we'll take a break, won't we? Yes, we will. And we'll be back with more. Courtney, having a good time so far?
Absolutely.
Don't
be
care.
More fun.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Mike and Murray
Show. Ah, dang it. What is wrong, my friend? I lost my password, and I can't get into my bonus show account. And this is not a problem. All you have to do is send an electronic mail to my very, very smart friend, Ponyboy at MichaelMeraShow.com. That's Ponyboy with one Y. Although technically, there are two. Oh, that's great. Why didn't I think of that? I do not know.
But what if the show won't download? Oh, the website is not working.
He can help you with this too. He is very, very wise.
Is this the same thing as a mailbag, Vato?
No. He does not exploit people's birth messages for content, and his bag does not smell. He is very much unlike Rob Spivak, whom you may reach at rob@michaelmerashow.com. Don't forget that his name has two B's for some reason. But enough about Rob. This is not his promo.
Ponyboy at MichaelMeraShow.com.
We love it.
Yay.
Brilliant.
Mike Brunner, my favorite. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. Sorry, not SeatGeek. My God, SeatGeek. Well, folks, the NFL season is in full swing, and SeatGeek is the place to get tickets to this week's game. Let me tell you why I love SeatGeek, because SeatGeek color codes the value of the tickets, and it's the best thing you will ever see. There are loads of websites out there that show you where your tickets are, but I will tell you, SeatGeek does it in an incredible way. SeatGeek pulls in ticket options from hundreds of online ticket sellers to create a one-stop shop for tickets. You'll see virtually every ticket option on one page. No need to go anywhere else. SeatGeek also has a technology called Deal Score. That's what I was just telling you about.
Yep.
It calculates the value of every ticket. It ranks them from 1 to 100, then it color codes them so you can tell at a glance the best ticket at the best value. I've never seen anybody do it like this. Finally, the SeatGeek mobile app makes the ticket buying process seamless and easy. No more typing in squiggly letters that you can't read. On SeatGeek, you only need two quick taps. There is no faster way to buy tickets. To redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, just download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the code TMOS in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 when you make your first SeatGeek purchase, and every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. So download that free SeatGeek app today and use the code TMOS, and we thank you. All right, so getting back to it, and I'm not going to dwell on it because I feel like crap for even talking about it, but I have to purge. So I get up there, and the first thing I was going to do, I assumed that everybody in the room, and this was the mistake I made, I assumed that everybody in the room would know Bill and Debbie Harvey. I was wrong. There were people there that were just there. They got recruited. They were there. A lot of people knew Bill and Debbie, but maybe they did, and they just didn't like my shtick. The opening joke, okay,
okay,
Rob?
Ready,
and you know how
ready,
this works.
Ready.
Rob, Oscar, you guys know how this works. Sometimes you have a show like a Reno live show, and we actually prepare well in advance. And
right.
We have shtick and
it's
we have stuff
out.
Ready
it's
to go.
Out. Like the first
sometimes
12 plays of a football game. You know exactly where you're going.
Right on.
But I've done enough public speaking events where there are other ones where you will sit there, and you read the room, and you listen to the speakers beforehand, and you kind of get a feel for what you're going to do. So in my mind, I said it would be funny for me. Debbie gets up and gives a beautiful talk about the kids and what they've done. Bill gets up and he talks a little bit too. But at the same time, I figure everybody's like me and they know Bill Harvey,
sure.
who everybody picks on. It's kind of fun. And I said, what I'll do is I will just give this glowing tribute to Debbie. And then when I then I'll say, and Bill, and I'll pause, laughter, laughter, laughter. And I go, he's all right. And big laugh, right? Big laugh.
Perfect.
So
I like that.
So I get up there and I go, oh, Debbie, I was just this dynamo. She held our hand when we went down to Haiti. It was incredible. I've never seen anybody with this much energy. And the work they do, it's truly something that I admire and I've admired for such a long time. Debbie is one in a million. Her husband, Bill, and I pause and I hear nothing.
Oh,
I hear,
no.
I hear this. I'm like,
did they think
okay,
you were stroking out?
I'm pausing. I'm pausing. Yeah, are they thinking I'm going down? Are they thinking I'm a, yeah, her husband, Bill, is dying here. I hear nothing. And then I go, Bill is, oh, he's all right. And I mean, I'm theatrical about it. I go,
dude, you play
he's
big.
He's all right.
Very
and
clear.
And nothing. And I know immediately, okay, I hate you as much as you're going to hate me.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be that kind of night. And from the beginning, getting opening bids was a chore. Getting laughs was a chore. Getting anybody to
thankless.
Show any sign of flipping light. And
did
I,
you turn? Because there's a turn. Everybody turns.
I went almost. First question I asked Carla Oscar. Did I go too dark? Did I go to the dark side? I said, was I too mean? Because the one thing I do, I'm up there. I can't go anywhere. I'm not taking the crap.
Right.
I'm not going to be their complete. Carla said, no, I was funny mean. But at the same
that works.
Time.
That works.
Funny mean, nothing worked with these people. Nothing worked with these people. They had a group of regular supporters that I think probably have, propped them up for the whole time. But the majority of the room was just sitting on their ass. It was horrible.
I
was freaked out by it. I really
Mike,
was.
Mike, I learned a technique that I will share with you and our listeners in business school.
Okay.
That we can all use in the future for these charities.
Right.
We have to salt the room by walking to people and saying, you introduce yourself and say, I'll be doing this a little later. I would appreciate it if you raise your hand when I ask questions or you like break the ice with a bid. You won't be the first bid to go. It's almost a proxy to get ramped up with nobody
well,
knowing
you know,
that's
I'm
happening.
I'm sure that they helped me out there. And the people that put the thing on, I want to make it real clear. The people that work there, the people that I know that have gone down to Haiti, that have traveled, Bill and Debbie and everybody that does that, they are fantastic. They prepare me. They give me the right
fine.
Information.
Yep. It's the
organizer
that
of the thing
show up.
The people that showed up. It was, look, and I'm not saying anything about the people personally. I'm
it's
saying
not
it was
a horrible
incredibly
charity.
Difficult
it's the people that
room.
Are involved with the charity.
The people
right.
that got roped into coming to this night.
They're the
it
worst.
It was a difficult room to say.
Did they pony up?
Probably yes. I think ultimately people did.
Yeah.
I think they can always do better in something like this, but it was the, and then I got a heckler. Then I got a heckler.
Oh, no.
And
what did you do?
What was the
I said, for example,
heckler?
Rob, it goes like this. I want you to say to me, you're me.
Okay.
And I'm saying, we have 800 going on. 800, do I have 9? 800, do I have 9? And I hear, and a little laughter over in the corner. And I said, I didn't hear it. And I said, excuse me, sir? And he goes, 800, I got 9. More laughter. I'm like, oh, good. So you're just mocking the way I was even doing.
Oh, so not even a clever heckle.
No. Just a dick. Just a dick. Just being a total dick. And I was like sitting there going, okay, you soldier on. You have no choice but to soldier on. And then you're feeling, then I suddenly feel fatter than I am. I suddenly feel eyes. I feel the eyes from everybody on me. I feel that, you know, why am I up here doing this? And I feel like just holy crap. And then, you know, and then when you're done with it, you get the same old, that was great. Thank you.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you for what you do. Really, thank you for taking time.
And I know they, I don't know.
You're a rock star.
I just, you know, I got, and I said, so I said to Carl, we were leaving at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, okay, that's great. Let's go. And Carl's like, yep. Okay. She knew, like I said before that I was going to be out of there like poop through a goose, for starters, but it was just, it was tough. Probably the best shtick that I did was with Pierre Garçon, where I did a little fantasy football riff, which was pretty funny. And I asked Bill, is that illegal? And he was good. Pierre Garçon was, at, you know, he's got Haitian relatives.
Yeah,
Haitian descent. And he was really, really terrific. And he was fantastic.
Trump's shtick would have probably worked in that room.
Yeah.
But you know what, Oscar? Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, when you're doing something like that, it's kind of all about the charity and you want to just get on with it. And you
unless
don't want to be.
Unless the crowd says no. Then you got to change. I've switched gears. From being like kind
horrible.
To like almost insulting the room.
Yep.
Because you have to almost guilt them into say, did you just come out for the drinks and the open bar, or are you here to help this charity? And that's when you get the
I
meek,
laid a little of that.
That's
little,
when you get the meek hand come up, and then that's when they start bidding because they all realize that they're a bunch of jerks.
And if that doesn't work, Mike, lots and lots of filthy language.
I wanted to.
I bet.
Well, I realized because there's also, you know, some, I think, not clergy, but there are people that definitely don't, you know, go to church on Sunday, and I just didn't want to do any, you know, say, what's the deal with this? Jesus Christ. What is wrong? God damn, are you people with it? You know, it was just, it was not. So other than that, and then I just got in my car and was ready to come back to South Florida because I just had
the open arms of Southern Florida.
Between the traffic and between the, you know, just going around. You know, we had so much love on Wednesday night at our meet and greet. It was great. But this area has gotten more, and I'm talking about the Northern Virginia area.
Sure.
Has gotten more step over the corpse to get your way. I mean, it's just, am I wrong about that? I
no,
mean,
it
just
is.
Seems
and
like,
I think also, you,
it's the same to me.
It is more.
I don't know it any. I don't know it any different. I just don't know it.
Yeah, that's true.
And you being removed from it makes it seem worse. Even if it has gradually gotten worse, we wouldn't know.
Rob doesn't know. He stays at home.
That's true. I don't do anything.
Yeah, but Rob fights the battle every day driving in, and it's just
yeah. But he's not.
That's the only.
This is the difference. You know what it's like not to do it. Everybody listening from the D.C. area only knows it, so you get used to it. You get. It's just commonplace.
Yeah. God.
And as you said, Mike, before the show. Life in the D.C. metro is just too fast.
You did say that.
It is.
And you haven't sounded older in your life.
It was the oldest thing you've ever said.
Older than Gary Stein saying the interweb.
Yeah, everything is going internet. Everything is going internet because it's so fast.
Look, you know what? Your boy is. I said that because I am run down. I am, you know, it's 17 hours in an automobile with a
that
two and a half
boys,
year old.
Let me tell you. And
it was just, you know, the whole, I think,
oh,
the combination
never sleeps.
Of everything.
Meanwhile, everything closes at 9.
It's, you know, I'd love to get livelier. I really would, you know, but I don't.
You ran.
I'm getting old, boys.
You ran
I'm
the city and the Regal Cinemas while you were here.
You did.
You went
I did.
Three times. You walked
yes,
down
I did.
There, walked back up.
Three fantastic Sicario, right? Martian, and the Walker.
The Walk.
What is it? The Walk.
The
That's
Walk,
right.
who
That's
I
fantastic.
Tried to tell people about this weekend. No one has heard of this movie.
They
this
don't
wonderful
they didn't market
movie
it.
That we saw.
They
no
didn't
one
market
knows
it. What is the, you know, you ever wonder how that works, Rob, really?
Yes.
I mean, you see an absolute Academy Award potential
yes.
film, and nobody knows
but
dick
that
about
makes
it.
Sense because nobody
it.
Knows about Academy Award films.
You're absolutely right. That,
I guess you're
if
right.
that movie's not nominated, I'll be very, very surprised.
Yeah. I loved it.
Because
I it was
so, it has that kind of art feel that they love. For
yeah, but
the,
not
the,
too much.
That Oscar loves.
Oscar
I'm not talking
loves,
about our Oscar.
Well, Oscar loves an art film.
The Walk is the Courtney Conkins of podcasting.
The unknown.
The
unknown.
Nobody knows him, but he probably has a good damn show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney, let me ask you this about marriage counseling.
Yes, sir.
Oh, back to
this. Have you ever handed out divorce attorney business cards to any of your clients?
No, but divorce attorneys send people to me all the time.
Oh, okay.
Either to try to save it or to help it break up well, as, if that's possible.
Okay. All right. That must be a pretty reputable divorce.
But no, what happened to you, Mike, that's wrong.
Okay. I was just curious about that. That's why you got the
second.
God,
time.
He does remember the show. He totally remembers the show. I thought about that.
Mike,
before.
Speaking of wrong, do you mind turning the send to us down a little bit?
Absolutely.
You don't mind. Thank you very much.
Just a
Courtney
hair.
Calkins, when you said I asked
1-2, how's that? How's that sound?
Down nice. To us?
Thank you.
Much better.
Is that too low or is that
No,
good?
That's much better because when nice. You get louder, it's
okay,
perfect.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Courtney, the yes. first what did you mean it by the first marriage or second marriage? What happened to him?
I think it was the second marriage.
Okay, second
the second marriage,
okay.
you dick. It was the second marriage. It didn't happen like every single time.
Mike, you know the old punchline, the second marriage, but who's counting?
Yeah, I'll turn your send down. I got your send button right over here, Santana. We'll take a break. When we come back, the hits just keep on coming. Had a lovely lunch with my daughters on Friday before the auction. And, I think I probably knew one of them was going to do this, but I didn't know the other one was. It's a story of ink, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
Yes, happy tattoo, Batman. We'll tell you all about that. Yeah, my daughter's got tattoos. Yeah.
Aww.
Fantastic. My college daughter's got tattoos. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah.
Did they say dad?
We'll talk about that when we come back. All right. Out here in the ink. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How would you like to be the trend setter in your group?
Woo!
It's easy to do because the latest clothing trends and newest products are available right now at touchofmodern.com. We've been telling you about this website for a good long time now, and I love it. Quit following. With the latest clothing and the newest products from touchofmodern.com, everyone will be copying your style. touchofmodern.com is the place for products and stylings for your home, office, and your closet, all in one cool place. It's a fun website just
Neat,
to
yeah.
visit. Touch of Modern connects directly with top designers for timeless and unique products and the best prices anywhere. We all love the site. It's always cool. It's always changing. And we're always surfing the site to see what's new. Touch of Modern scours the globe for jaw-dropping tech gadgets, sleek iPhone cases and accessories, new and vintage watches, sexy home decor, plus men's fashion and accessories that are sure to get you noticed. I love the watches. I'm wearing one right now from Touch of Modern. They've got new sales launching literally every day. It's the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Here's what I want you to do. Go to touchofmodern.com. Our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't know. There's no story behind it. I'm sitting there with Catherine and Elizabeth. Went down to their college and had lunch with them, brought their little brother down, brought Carla down. So
Good
we had
visit.
A nice little family
nice
reunion. A really nice visit about midway through. I glance over and I look at Catherine's wrist, and there it is. There is an arrow pointing towards the outside. Just a little arrow right on the inside of her wrist. That's
an arrow.
Is.
What is indicated by an arrow?
Well, that's what I asked, Rob. It's some sort of slogan that follow where your arrow points.
Isn't that Hillary Rodham Clinton's her campaign?
No, it's
the arrow?
It's a shirt company, I think.
Oh.
You could probably look up what the significance of an arrow is and enlighten me.
What
but
kind
that
of
was
arrow?
About the
A Celtic
the,
arrow?
I don't know. It was not a Celtic arrow.
What does that even mean, Celtic
well,
arrow?
Well, he said like a Celtic ornament. A lot of people get Celtic ornaments.
I don't think the Celtics had arrows. I think maybe she's a big fan of the old classic rock station, Mike. Arrow 94.7.
The arrow.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yeah.
Could be it.
Yes, arrow. Yeah. She likes
both of them had it or the same one?
No. One daughter got a tattoo that well, if you're going to get a tattoo. So Catherine's is on her wrist.
Okay.
Yes.
Elizabeth.
Bottom part?
Bottom part
okay,
of the
okay, understood.
Yeah,
right.
Where you can't cover it up.
Right.
But anyway, so the, just tell them the truth. Here,
plenty
so,
of makeup.
You know, just, yep.
I'll
well,
do what I want.
There's makeup you can get. So if this happened like 2 days ago. It was still scabbed over when I saw
no.
it. Was, it was great.
Did a friend do it?
Great.
prison tattoo.
I think it was done in a tattoo parlor.
Yeah.
Williamsburg. The thing is about when you say tattoo parlor, that is really giving her all the best of it that she went and did it in the classiest, safest place, and it still sounds frightening.
Tattoo parlor.
Doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Tattoo parlor to me. Let me see. Let me think tattoo parlor. Let me rack my brain. Tattoo parlor. There we go. That's what I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, there are a couple of things at play here.
There always are.
Yeah.
I am a part-time dad. I was not, they were not under my roof for years and years.
But you were working.
They would visit.
You're slaying I was
working,
the dragon.
But I was working, and then we got divorced, and so they were children of a broken home. That's okay. But the fact is, they are really good kids. And
they are.
You know, if this is it, it would not be my choice. But what the hell? And she's 20 years old. What the hell can I do about it? I really can't. At that age, there's nothing I can do. When they're 18, they can do what they want. That's it. Now,
was
the
it
other
a full
one,
arrow or a broken arrow?
It was a full arrow.
Okay.
Why? What is a broken arrow?
I'm just looking. No, don't worry. I'm just still doing my research.
What does the broken arrow? We're what is the full? What does the full arrow mean?
Now, I'm still looking, Mike. I'm just asking. I don't know.
You're freaking me out with these questions. Here.
Getting all his evidence in a row before he makes his presentation. Thank he'll salt the room and then he'll make a presentation.
That's how we roll.
That's how we do it.
You know, it was, oh God, I don't know what.
Now, did you discover it or was it brought up by them?
It was, you know, it was.
Say, what's that arrow-shaped scab?
I think that Catherine was sitting to my left and Catherine was kind of moving her hand around. And when I noticed, I said, what the hell is that? And she said, I was wondering what you're going to ask me, Dad. And, and that's when I became aware of it.
So that way she played it whereas she was going to tell you, but if you hadn't seen it, she didn't have to tell you.
By the way, this is a daughter who is very active in the theater department.
Super sweet.
This is getting straight A's.
The arrow could be in a worse place.
Yeah, it's just straight arrow. Stop it. 100% pump your brakes.
I get that. It is, it was a little scary. It was a little scary when I saw it.
Now, Elizabeth, did Elizabeth have one as well?
No. No,
good.
She did not. That I could see? No. But she brought
did
up the fact that
did you pointedly ask her?
She had reminded me that she had told me she was going to get one. I had forgotten that she said she was going to get one, and she has one, and it is on her side.
Okay.
And she has the latitude and longitude of Hancock Point.
Oh, that is very sweet.
That's really
cool.
Well,
that was kind of cool. That was kind of cool. Yeah. That's not,
if
you
she
know,
ever laid on a sundial, it'll be A-OK.
What's that? Yeah, what? So, what did she? What did
don't
what?
Use that
with
on a
arrow,
sundial.
Lady.
Jesus. You know what? I'm doing the best
human
I can to handle
you.
This. It was
picking.
Well, Mike,
I thought there was some sweetness there. And, you know, well, let me ask. Let's bring our guest in from Chico, California.
Yes. Yes.
Since he is a family therapist.
Yes.
And since no therapy is required. Did I make a big deal about it? No, I didn't make any deal about it. I certainly didn't scream and yell about it. I didn't exactly say, wow, great job. That's beautiful. I didn't pull that crap either because I wasn't going to lie. But I also didn't, it didn't ruin lunch. It was actually, we had a very pleasant lunch and we kind of joked about it.
How about a guessing game real quick? Let's see. Do you think, Mike, that Courtney Calkins has a tattoo?
I'm going to say no.
I got a weird feeling yes.
You got to.
I don't
Courtney,
need to see it, but I'm just guessing yes.
All right. Well, first question, do you or don't you have a tattoo, Courtney?
No, I don't.
You don't. Okay. So this particular, though. I mean, am I wrong with saying there's really not much I can do in this situation, right? I mean, it's
it's pretty permanent.
I don't think it,
yeah.
And I don't think it means anything bad, really. You know, they're both.
Well, what does it mean? That's the key. You didn't ask her what it means.
She said, follow where your arrow, points.
Which way does the arrow point? Towards her hand, towards her palm, towards her wrist?
Towards her thumb, basically. It's kind of pointing down.
Oh, no, I can't tell you what that
means.
Shut up. All right, turn his microphone off.
Yeah,
he's doing
shtick. Murdered someone.
He's doing Chico shtick.
Is this
what
therapy is there to do?
By the way,
therapy.
Mike, episode 88 is this funny.
Mike, is it a bundle of arrows?
No, it's just one arrow.
One arrow indicates
a quiver.
Arrow indicates hunting, swiftness, power, flight, penetration. It's also seen as a phallic symbol. An arrow shown with a bow can symbolize zodiac signs. Is she a Sagittarius?
No.
Oh.
She's Cancer.
Oh, well then.
Well, that's no way to talk about your daughter.
Stop it. I mean, that she's June 9th.
Oh, okay. Because I've said it about my wife, but never my daughter.
June 9th, July 11th, and July 19th. Those are my three kids.
Let's
Those
go with swiftness.
I like that.
Yes.
But nothing about following
your arrow. No, it was explained. Hold on. It was explained to me. Follow where your arrow points. That's where, that is the extent of the explanation that I received.
Did you ask for a follow-up?
But these kids are more... Where are we? The only question I have, not that it matters, but I'll ask anyway. Where are we on the kids these days getting their tattoos? Is it more common nowadays? Is it less common? The same? Where... Are we?
I think it's more common. I think it's more
Do
common.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it is.
Barcodes, you know.
Way more just, common.
It's Angelina Jolie having a tattoo.
She wrecked it for everybody.
It's just more common. But I will say that there were times when I was younger that I wanted a tattoo. And you know, I was on the brink. I was at the parlor with friends. And I...
He was at the parlor.
The tattoo parlor.
In the parlor. Have you ever thought about doing it? I've considered it,
and then I thought about the permanence of it, and I've looked. You know what? When you go to the beach and you see an old guy that is like from World War II, and he has something cool that he had on his arm or something that might
Well, that rules. If it's a military tattoo, those are badass.
And I'm saying, you know what? He can pull that off because he's got something. If I were to get like a little Elvis TCB logo, I'm just going to look like an idiot. And especially when I'm old, I'm going to look like
an idiot. That's what you would get?
I can't think of anything else. No, I get, you know what I'd get? I'd get one that says the Horde.
Either of those are not recommended.
But you know what? What I think is it has to be something that is going to be meaningful to you for the rest of your life. And that's why there's a small part of me, I'm okay with the Hancock Point one.
I think that's
really cool.
There's nothing I can do about either one of them. There's nothing I can do at all about either one of them. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
If Rob was going to get any tattoo, it would be an arrow, a fair arrow, right?
No, you know
and
what?
And it would say insulin here.
Oh, it would be like a pencil sketch picture of Jerry Lewis.
It would have to be something now. I mean, and this was when I was in college. So, I mean, this is a kid thinking this
And Mike could have two arrows, paddles here.
DNR.
Only after I saw the arrow. That's it.
If I had to get one, and I would not get one, but if I did, it would be something to do with my kids. Maybe their birth dates, something like that. Something that symbolizes my kids. But I'm anti-tattoo as a rule. I just don't like them.
I like tattoos in the right person. On the right person.
Like Mac?
Well, not Mac.
Mac, what tattoo would you get?
If Pony had some sort of C++ code on his back, that would make sense.
You think?
Right?
Yes. It'd be good, yeah.
Or some anime tentacle from his chest down to his shoulder.
How about a cigarette lighter?
That would make
sense. That's Mike's face.
Yes.
On the back.
On my face.
Face.
That would make sense.
Fun. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's wonderful.
If you had to pick a preferred tattoo of the two, don't you think that the arrow is a good idea? And it's
by the
nice
way, when I'm surfing the net looking for tattoos, do you lose my picture when I do that?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. We're doing new computer things here. I'm just curious.
The arrow is a nice notion, and it's a good theory. You know, follow your dream. Follow your arrow. But as a father, aren't you drawn to the one that is the family-oriented one more so than the arrow?
Yeah, I probably am.
I think so, yeah.
It's probably the way I look at it.
Back, at least it's not there, Mike.
But they're sweet. Look, the bottom line is this seems to be the theme. I'm frustrated with going to the auction, but I love the people that run the organization.
Yes.
I'm frustrated with my daughters getting tattoos,
but you love
good
your
kids,
daughters.
And I love my daughters, you know. I love my wife, but she screams at me and says I'm an aggressive driver, and I probably am. And right up to the last minute yesterday when we were arriving here, I lean out the window and I'm pointing at a guy, and I go, you are the problem. You are the problem. And because he was cutting people off. That's the way it was going. I'm a man. I'm a complicated man. I am a complicated
You're
person.
You're a tapestry of many yarns, Mike.
That's the way these things go. But the fact is, I am happy to be back down here in South Florida. I am happy that my daughters are going to be coming to see me this winter and next spring. I'm happy that I love them. I'm happy that everything is okay. I'm happy that my son is back down here. I'm happy that I'm a suck-ass fantasy football player. I'm happy that I changed my CPAP filter. I'm happy that that I have culture shock because now DC is too fast.
fast.
It's too fast. It's too fast. Get out of my yard.
It's too fast. Hey, you know how life is good? And I'm happy that for the first time in it seems like 20 years, I was able to say something nice on Facebook about Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Because they finally did something brilliant, and it was brilliant. Whoever came up with the idea, now some have given Patton Oswalt's brother Matt credit for this, but
really?
I don't know whether it's him or not. Well, that circulated around my friend circles, but I will tell you, whoever had the idea to cast Larry David as Bernie Sanders, that you didn't even need dialogue. It was just too funny to see, you know, Larry David come out as Bernie Sanders. That to me was, I didn't watch the rest of it. I just watched
it's
the viral
good you
video
didn't watch the rest of it.
Yeah, because it sucks.
It
because
does
the
suck.
Saturday Night Live sucks.
Now,
I mean, everybody knows that.
It was great to have Tracy Morgan back. Tracy Morgan didn't look like he had missed a step.
Awesome.
Oh,
but,
that's good. Good
but
for him.
Here's the thing. He did Brian Fellows, my favorite character. But one of the things that they blew, they had to shoehorn Alec Baldwin in as Jim Webb in the opening sketch, right? So they put him in there. And then they do, in the monologue, a 30 Rock bit. And they've already screwed up the stunt casting of him being on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you stunt cast somebody, you reveal them at the big moment. And they wasted him as Jim Webb, and then they brought him into a 30 Rock thing. They did the same thing. They brought back Tina Fey to do something on the news, but we'd already seen her.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to make it a surprise, make it
too
a surprise.
Much.
Yeah, they overdid it. But I do. The one thing I did take away from it is that was a great sketch with Larry David. And good for Tracy Morgan because he looks to be right where he needs to be. And that was nice.
And if Larry David came out and said he was actually Bernie Sanders, I would have been okay with that because he did it so well. Like if they just switched places, like the American president, and then he'd be like, hey,
when
this is good.
Absolutely
Mike,
hysterical.
When
and when I said when the material doesn't matter, when it's so great to just see him do that the material doesn't matter, I thought that was and you know by the way God why am I blocking on her name
What's
but
that?
The cast member that does Hillary Clinton you know oh my God why am I blocking on
Old
that
big
name
teeth?
No you scared it right out of me too
she's no got, one
I'll look it up
you
it.
Never pull it when I need you to pull it who is it who's the cast member I swear to God oh God what is her name she's brilliantly
she is
funny.
Great and but I you've scared it out
Kate
of me.
Nobody in the room knows
Kate
it.
McKenna
Kate McKenna
It's not Kate McKinnon.
McKinnon. Hillary Clinton, Saturday Night Live. Okay.
I think it is Kate McKinnon.
We're stopping the show until somebody pulls the goddamn number.
Kate McKinnon. Mac is saying.
Kate McKinnon. It is.
It's Kate McKinnon.
Yes.
All right. Well, they need to promote her more. And I hope she gets more movie roles. I hope she gets more movie roles. I say, because she, that whole, like, pit viper, man-eating Hillary Clinton vibe that she gives. I think that works every time, too. I think that's hysterically funny. But, overall, you know, then the show just lays back into what it does. But whoever, you know, I'd love to know the author of that. Whoever was the person in the writer's room that said, hey, we could get Larry David to be Bernie Sanders. And by the way, for those TV watchers over the weekend, Bernie Sanders was on Real Time with Bill Maher. The actual real guy
was
on.
How was he? I did not see it.
Well, I would say Bill Maher gets credit for grilling him and really having him explain socialism and what it is and why, you know, we react so badly to socialism, which we do in this country because people hear socialists, they think communist and people go nuts. And Bill Maher was not letting up on him. You know, how are you going to pay for it? Is it really going to pay for this? And it was not a softball interview, even though everybody knows what Bill Maher's politics are. It was actually pretty intense, and I found it pretty pretty interesting. And then Bill Maher had one of those political panels on there where everybody is trying to get the word in edgewise, and it was actually painful to watch because it went on, and it was very, very frustrating. And I thought, in the end, one of the better episodes, but I don't know, man. I still, as much as everybody knows that I'm from the left and I watch Bernie Sanders, but maybe there's a reason why I enjoyed Larry David as Bernie Sanders because I think deep down in my soul, I kind of think that, you know, he'd get elected and then he'd be like, I'd like to know what we're going to have for dinner. Are we going to have chicken?
You don't understand. You've said in the past, Mike, that sometimes you find impressions based on one word. If you can figure one word that someone says, that's how they do it. And the thing that cemented Larry David for me as Bernie Sanders is just when he went, and sort of made it a little, sort of firmed it up for me, I think.
Right. How did you feel about your appearance on Bill Maher, Bernie Sanders?
perfect. We'll take a break. We will come back. I know some of our other fellows in studio have been enjoying Blue Apron. We'll tell you about that in just a second right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
My funeral comes up on this show an awful lot, so let's go ahead and plan it.
Yeah, you know, if I die, I want you to give my eulogy.
Oh, this is silly anyway.
I really want sadness at my wedding anyway.
Well, it's a funeral, but that's a nice Freudian slip.
Oh, a funeral.
Difference is, Katie, you'll only have one funeral.
Well.
This is all pointless because you're talking about you predeceasing me.
Oh, it could happen.
No, no.
I feel like I'll get hit by a car at any given moment.
Well, let's hurry up and finish the podcast.
Okay.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, everybody, you need to know how to cook.
Yeah.
You can finally put your kitchen to good use. Besides, cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? How about Blue Apron? They've got you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout.
Sad.
No matter what dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Southern-style burgers with green tomatoes. Chow chow.
Nice.
I love it. And roasted baby potatoes, too. I had that. It was delicious. Carla made it. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients that you have never used before, like watermelon radishes. You ever hear of those? Huh?
Never.
Anybody?
Had. Radishes.
Watermelon radishes, huh? Faro. I think that was a Faro. Nighttime DJ back in New York. And purple potatoes. I've eaten those. They're delicious.
They're great.
All the recipes are between 500 and 700 calories per portion, delicious and good for you. And right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. It's our treat, really. We're not kidding here. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. I love Blue Apron. You're going to love it, too. Blue Apron, it is a better way to cook.
News.
Oh, thank you.
When those nude photos of Justin Bieber hit the web, we learned that he's at the very least of respectable length and girth.
Yes.
Right?
Ooh. Yes.
I hate talking about this, but I figured it's
packing.
News. You know, it's news. In an interview taped for Access Hollywood, he reveals that those photos... Oh, this is so gross, but I'm sharing it with you. They don't even provide the full picture. Quote... That was shrinkage for me. Can he not be more of a total nad? Is he not a total nad?
Is Billy Bush still hosting Access Hollywood? Because I'd love to know how that interview went.
Okay, so they say he might be joking. On a more serious note, he said, quote, my first thing was like, how can they do this? Like, I feel super violated. Like, I feel like I can't step outside and feel like I can go outside naked. Like, you should feel comfortable in your own space, especially, like, that far away. I threw in a fake like. I'm sorry.
But is he saying that he feels bad because now he's not allowed to go outside naked? Because that's really kind of the common thing.
Don't you think that I feel like a guy, now Justin Bieber has done so much, like, irreparable, like, damage to his career.
Like irreparable damage.
That, that he should just leave his scene and then reemerge in his 30s and say, I'm back to do music.
As a folk singer.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, it's gross. I don't know. The whole thing is gross, especially with his father commenting on it. So I'm grossed out.
We're all jealous. Let's just be honest.
Well, I'm jealous. I am. Yes. Lamar Odom is out of his coma and he's breathing on his own. E! News says he opened his eyes Friday, saw Khloe Kardashian, and then immediately. No, I'm sorry. No, he didn't do that.
Stick to the coffee.
He saw Chloe and he said, hey, baby. Gave her a thumbs up and went back to sleep. He was taken off the ventilator and maybe off dialysis too, but he's not necessarily out of the woods. He still needs tests to determine if there's any mental and physical impairment. He's been unconscious since being found in that state Tuesday at our friend Dennis Hoff's Nevada brothel. He suffered multiple strokes, apparently. But while everyone remains guarded, the improvements have been a welcome surprise. I think, did we all not really get, weren't we getting ready for the
funeral? I thought it was curtains.
Thought it was done.
Meanwhile, Chloe still hasn't left Lamar's side. A source says she's been sleeping in a pull-out bed in his room and takes his hand every time he wakes up. On Saturday, Kim Kardashian posted an old picture of herself with Lamar with the caption, "Lammy, I'm so happy. Kendall and I could make you smile today. God is good." Yes, Kim and Kendall Jenner are back in Las Vegas, so there they are, too.
But I'm curious to see exactly how this will find its way into their show and how they're going to be sleazy about it.
Kim didn't like the fact that...
Hates it.
She's with Lamar. I mean, I watch the show,
but,
man.
But Kim likes the fact that there's publicity.
Like, this
involved.
Is the biggest story
I'm
in the
sorry,
world
but
now.
Sorry, but you know what? I have to say that.
It's
really,
true.
Because she's the one that... Wasn't she on the last show just slamming
well,
Lamar?
Well, she was like, she didn't want her sister to be with him.
Right.
Exactly. But Lammy, we're all
my perspective.
For you
Lammy. You weren't calling him Lammy last week, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, biatch. It's time to play a new game I like to call, Is Lindsay Lohan Serious or Was She High?
Okay.
Here we go. On Friday, Lindsay posted a picture of herself from a few years ago at the White House Correspondents' Dinner with the following caption, "I may run for president." Through ups and downs at hashtag yes we can. Let's do this at Kanye West. Thank you for inspiring us to be better people. Hashtag Lindsay Lohan 2020. Who knows? Then she posted a picture of herself with Kanye West in the caption, "The first thing I would do as president is take care of all the children suffering in the world." Thank you, Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
So, does she have a tattoo?
I think she might have a tattoo.
Multiple, I imagine.
Trust the kids with her.
You know, Courtney, that was dickish, but that's okay. That was funny. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's okay. It's been a pleasure. Malia Obama is a senior in high school, so she's been visiting some colleges. Last weekend, she was at Brown University. That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Where she went to a party, and someone got a picture of her standing right near what appears to be a beer pong table. Ooh.
Oh, kids and their beers.
Weird.
The photo ended up on Snapchat, and now it's all over the internet. Now, there's no evidence that Malia actually played beer pong or consumed any alcoholic beverages. She's 17, so obviously that would be underage drinking, probably be a pretty big deal. But some people who were supposedly there tweeted about it. One said, quote, "Malia Obama was taking shots and playing beer pong at a party last night. LOL." I doubt it. Do you guys buy that?
Mike, I 100% legitimate? Think that that's
did
false.
I ever tell you guys about my Chelsea Clinton story at a party?
No.
No, you never did.
So I went to private school, and thank you. I different friends know different friends from different private schools, and she went to Sidwell Friends, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yes. She did. She went to Sidwell
we
Friends.
We ended up at a beach party one beach week in Rehoboth Beach, if I'm not mistaken, as
okay.
well. So we were there in Rehoboth Beach, and we went to a party, and she was there, and the Secret Service was there, and I did not see her drink a thing, but she was having fun like everybody else. And it just seemed like a place where everyone in the room could be trusted. And this was before Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
And
cool.
It was just, hey, the president's daughter's here. That is the
it's
coolest
neat.
Thing ever.
It's
don't disrespect her. There are grown men with guns around.
Wow.
Let's yep. all just have fun.
Yep. Life has changed a little bit. Everybody wants yep. to get their 15 minutes online. That's yep. what's going to happen. A new survey asked people if they think their coworkers always wash their hands after they use the bathroom. 89% of men think their female coworkers always do, but only 43% of women think men always do. And believe it or not, they're wrong.
It's party time!
Hey, go to hell. I'm kidding.
96% of both men and women now wash their hands after they use the toilet. And beyond that, This doesn't surprise me. I was a bar owner.
Yeah.
Men are more hygienic. I could tell you that.
Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Thank you. I could tell you that men are more hygienic than women. 77% of men clean the toilet seat before they sit down versus 59% of women. 69% of men close the lid before they flush to keep germs from flying around versus 63% of women. And 67% of men avoid touching things in public bathrooms versus 53% of women. I will just tell you this. When I had O'Mara's at the right. end of a night, the ladies' room would be a total and complete disaster area.
Wow.
The men's room, you know, was the men's room. You
yeah.
know, people would go in there, you know, and pee. That was it. But I was not surprised by this survey. I don't know if you
how many crab cakes are clogged up the toilet?
What, in my particular joint? Yeah. That's right, Oscar, because that's all we served was crab cakes at O'Mara's. That's the that
good
was
fun
the
and good seafood. I remember the motto. That's what it was.
Well, exactly, I could just see because women are notorious to put things in their purse.
Right.
Like, so they're hammered. Right. They're like, I'll save this crab cake for later. And then they go in to get their makeup, and they're like, oh, I'll just throw this away. I don't want
there
this.
There it is in the toilet. Thank yeah. you.
Edgy Halloween costumes are trickier than they used to be. Besides, if you offend someone, you'll probably be branded as a pariah on social media and lose your job. So the costume companies are trying to help by selling a bunch of terrible edgy costumes. Here are five of the worst offenders.
Okay.
Sexy pizza rat. Remember the rat, the viral video with the rat that was eating the
carrying
pizza.
Carrying the piece of pizza in New York City.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Poop emoji mask.
Oh.
Have anybody ever sent a poop emoji? Has anybody ever?
No, I don't like the emoji. Well,
why not wear it on your head?
$28. Oh, no.
Sexually suggestive Italian waiter. It's just a black apron with a fake bowl of pasta, but there's a sausage that sticks out, so when you hold it right, it looks like the sausage is your junk.
Classy.
That is a funny costume for you.
Yeah. Sexy Donald Trump. Basically, it is a terrible wig, a red hat that says, Make America Great, a blue blazer, white shirt, red tie, and short blue shorts. It costs $70. Oh, what am I doing? I hit that by accident. P-Magnet. It's a large polyester magnet you wear around your neck with a few kittens attached. The innuendo is not subtle. It costs $36. And that's all there is.
I like that last one best of all.
All available on Amazon.
Available. I am a P-Magnet. Nice, that's exactly. And now, boys, a little something-something for you because, oh, my God, my computer has actually crashed.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Let me just see if I can get
it's
bring it up.
It's the computer's fault.
No, it's not. Show? I got it.
So it's
I got
a
it.
Magnet covered
police,
with
cats. Police in my home state of Jacksonville, Florida, were trying to track down 34-year-old Ryan Batista recently on an outstanding warrant for armed burglary. They got a call on Wednesday night that he was at a birthday party at a trailer park. There you go.
That's the way to
But when they got there, he wouldn't come out of the trailer. And his 30-year-old girlfriend, Leanne Hun, she wouldn't come out either. Eventually, the police got them on the phone. And one reason they wouldn't leave is because they wanted to get it on one last time before Ryan got arrested. So after this is documented, a 6.5-hour standoff.
Hey,
a SWAT team busted into the trailer and arrested both of them. There's no word if they managed to squeeze in some naughty time before they were arrested, but in 6.5 hours, you'd think that they could do it at least once. Ryan Batista's comment was, I'm guilty, take me in. And the lady's name, Leanne Hun, 30 years old, she said, like my body. That's it. It's time to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
More broadcasting, you've got many choices. The Mike O'Mara Show, The Rob and Joe Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Tech 411, and of course, Cake and Cookies with Rob and Katie. Now, how do you keep in touch with all of those shows? Check out O'MaraCast. Here's some more broadcasting highlights from last week.
I'm constantly striving to improve myself.
But this guy, he flipped it out, and it wasn't the kind of guy you'd expect to pull one out.
Really?
So it really threw me for a loop. Number three on top, but number two on the sides.
You're not.
You could be at dinner and be like, this is Mike. I'm having dinner. Enjoy.
I would unplug the cable, and I would reattach it right in his rear end.
Now hear more at O'MaraCast. Download it from iTunes or the TMOS app.
Thank you very much, Marcus Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. People, hear me now. There has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes up too much valuable time, and leasing a postage meter takes up too much valuable money. But it turns out there is a better way. It's Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter. At a fraction of the cost, you can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, and no more trips to the post office. Just print the postage you need, stick it on, and then hand it it to your mail carrier, and you're done. How easy is that, as Anna Garden would say. Mm-hmm. We've used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. It keeps our D.C. to Florida pipeline wide open while saving time and money. Stamps.com is simply the best. Right now, sign up for a Stamps.com and use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, my friend. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, October 19, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Sometimes, Mike, all of your favorite things come together in one story, and this story involves Lucky Charms and Biz Markie.
Oh, somebody sent this. No, Trip Affleck sent this to me.
Oh, no, I wanted to surprise you with it.
Trip Affleck, this, you know how much I love the Biz Markie, and this is fantastic.
As a special Lucky Charms promotion, Oscar, they're giving away 10 boxes of Lucky Charms that are all marshmallows.
Oh, cool.
None of the little, you know, cat chow looking pieces.
Yes. Cat chow?
Just marshmallows. And to promote it, they brought in great singer, Mike, hip-hop singer.
Biz Markie.
Biz Markie.
And he's looking well.
Oh, and Mike, he always has been a good looking guy.
Absolutely.
But now he's more distinguished because he's older.
Your Lucky Charms, drop it. Have you ever poured a bowl and wished that it could be free of all the oats, marshmallow only? Well, today's your lucky day, your wish just came true. Oh, snap, 10 boxes, maybe one's for you. You.
You.
One marshmallow only. But you see, there's only 10.
Yeah.
For the hashtag.
Hit the high note, Biz Markie.
Just strike a pose. And send us your selfie.
Great mouth.
Yeah.
With an imaginary box. And you could win a box of Lucky Charms. Marshmallow only.
This is brilliant.
The best part of the cereal. In your heart, you know it's really just like this song. Repeating the chorus. It's the best part of the song. So come along and sing along.
And that's only half of it, so I don't think we need to hear the whole thing. But that is the Biz Markie Lucky Charms song. Now, Mike, also, were you in San Jose? I don't know what route you took.
San Jose.
Did you go through San Jose when you came down to Florida?
Mike? Oh, his network is gone.
Oh, his network is gone.
We lost him.
All right. Well,
why don't we wrap up the show?
Let's go ahead.
Done.
All right. Yeah. Well, I want you to hear this,
yes.
Oscar. In the San Jose Target, the PA system, they started to play the soundtrack to porn. And of course, now in this modern day of, you know, cell phones and smartphones, it was captured. This is what the porn sounded like.
What is going on at Target right now?
Someone captured this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So it's just the audio.
Not okay, though.
No, it's
not
okay.
Lots of families, lots of kids.
And you would think this would be an isolated incident.
No.
But do you know that that happened in another Target 3 months ago?
That's not
someone has got got an axe to grind with Target.
Well, it's probably just kids.
Also, I should be clear, that child that was crying,
teenagers.
That kid that was crying was not crying because of the porn. He's crying because he wanted pizza rolls and he did not get them.
And Lucky Charms.
No, he didn't want Lucky Charms. Oh, we talked about Bernie Sanders and Larry David.
This
is great. He was on This Week, which is the ABC version of Meet the Press.
Okay.
And they took a brief moment and said, what do you think of Larry David being you? And this is what he said.
He seems to have nailed you. What do you think?
I think we'll use Larry on our next rally. He does better than I do.
Okay, Bernie Sanders.
It sounds like Larry David doing Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, well, Larry Sanders sounded better.
Yeah, he did. He did. Now, Lolo Jones, the athlete. She's a long-distance runner, a sprinter. She does something athletic. She's a runner. I know that. She had hip surgery over the weekend and was heavily medicated. And, of course, when people are medicated now, they record them talking. And I think it's funny what Lolo had to say when she was coming out of her drug-induced coma.
I'm actually really disappointed because I requested double D implants at the same time.
Oh, no.
Clearly, they did not honor that request. Keep in mind, I'm highly medicated right now, so these answers Keep me away from Bill Cosby right now because I'm heavily medicated.
Oh,
he's
no.
not allowed to visit.
Bill Cosby not allowed to visit.
Too funny.
There you go. Cosby and so now, actually, that is your magic audio.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you mute Courtney Calkins' mic, please?
I shall.
Thank you.
And
go
now
ahead.
We shall close the audio vault and hit the music. That's it, folks. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Join us tomorrow. Mike will be back.
Perfect.
I do believe so. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob, that's R-O-B-B, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, it's your old buddy Rob. Oh, hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi there.
Hi. We were just wrapping up.
What
happened? What in the name of God happened?
Well, you're alive, which is important.
An internet hiccough, I do believe.
Really? So you were wrapping things up,
yes.
right?
Yeah, we only had 2 minutes left, so we thought we might as well go ahead.
Did you have the right music to wrap it up with?
You want to give it to us? That's fine.
It's playing it right now.
Yes, it's playing as we speak, Mike.
We are perfect.
Oh, it's playing. Yes. Oh, really? So you had the music. Yes. He always has that kind of backup.
So we're going to get out of here.
Exactly. Okay. So for Mike, do you want to do the closing line for me?
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Quadcast.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere. Until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.